Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, Pfizer submits to the FDA how mRNA vaccines work, and Novartis drops a billion, but really only 50 million. Pfizer and BioNTech have submitted their COVID-19 vaccine to the FDA for Emergency Use Authorization, EAU. This is the first preventative treatment for COVID-19 to be submitted to the FDA and represents a milestone in scientific advancement. EAU is not a full approval, but allows the drug, or in this case, vaccine, to be used in a subset of the population that may be specifically vulnerable. Based on the available safety data, it's likely the FDA will approve this EAU, and full authorization can be expected as early as the end of the year. Moderna will likely follow Pfizer shortly. We've gone from a novel, disease-causing virus to a vaccine in just 8 months, something previously unimaginable. How is it possible? It's all thanks to the underlying technology driving both Pfizer/BioNTech's and Moderna's platform. I want to take a minute and re-educate our listeners on why these vaccines could be developed so quickly and why they're so surprisingly safe and effective. While we won't go into all the details, I want you to understand how these vaccines work in concept. I've done my best to use simple terms, and I'm glossing over the details to give you a big picture understanding. So if you're an immunologist, please don't at me. In general terms, most vaccines work because our immune system has a mechanism for memory. When infected by a virus, the body has the ability to generate specific antibodies to the molecular signals from that specific virus. Think of this like fingerprint recognition of intruders. Once an intruder has been identified and their fingerprints logged, the body will be able to stop infections in the future if they have the same fingerprints. Many vaccines in recent history work by taking dead versions of the virus and injecting that into your body. Think fingerprints attached to the intruder, but the intruder can do no harm. The body analyzes the fingerprints and catalogs them in a cellular database. Then, if we have a live intruder show up, the body recognizes those fingerprints and defeats them. The new mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna work differently. They utilize mRNA. Messenger RNA is an intermediary in the production of proteins. Recall that basic sequence everyone learned in high school biology, DNA to RNA to protein. The problem with mRNA in general is that it's very unstable. It's rapidly broken down in cells, and if you've ever worked with mRNA in a lab, you know how easily you can contaminate and destroy your samples. Biology does this on purpose. If mRNA is in a cell, in general, the cell's machinery will make whatever protein that mRNA gives a blueprint for until the mRNA breaks down. mRNA vaccines co-opt this machinery in a very clever way. Here's how it works. Scientists take a virus, like COVID-19, and instead of using a dead version of it, they just identify the fingerprints. Once they know what the fingerprints look like, they reverse engineer these into mRNA. They then take this mRNA and package it inside something called a liposome, a small nano-sized carrier vessel that cells use to transport materials. The liposomes both protect the mRNA and ensure it enters the body's cells. In the vaccine, liposomes filled with the blueprints for viral fingerprints are injected into your body. Cells in your body absorb the liposomes and for a short time turn the mRNA into proteins. These proteins, viral fingerprints, are then dumped out of the cell and the immune system catalogs the fingerprints. Then, if a real COVID-19 virus ever shows up, they're already recognized without ever having been in your body. The mRNA will be naturally degraded in your cells, and the proteins will be broken down over time, leaving your body free of the signs of the vaccine. However, your immune cells will have cataloged a memory of the viral fingerprint. How safe and effective is this? Well, it turns out to be incredibly safe and wildly effective based on the data we've seen. I know for many people around the world, a rapidly developed novel vaccine technology can seem scary. But it's actually doing something similar to what is done with many vaccines. It's teaching your body to recognize the fingerprints of an intruder so it can prevent you from getting sick. Hi folks, Dr. Noah Goodson here. I wanted to let you know about a special bonus episode coming in a couple of weeks. I'm sitting down with a young COVID survivor who also works in healthcare. We'll be hearing about the dramatic personal consequences of this disease, even for the young and healthy, and getting an inside look at the experience of just one of the millions of frontline workers. I think you're going to really enjoy this, so keep your eyes on your podcast feed for this upcoming niche podcast bonus. Novartis signed a $1.35 billion deal with Mesoblast for remestemcel-L, a treatment for acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS. Remestemcel is slotted to treat ARDS in a variety of conditions that include COVID-19. The drug is currently in a phase 3 clinical trial. While the Novartis deal appears a huge one on the surface, it's remarkably short on cash up front. Mesoblast gets $25 million for the license and another $25 million for development. The remaining $1.3 billion is tied up in milestone achievements at a 40-60 pre- to post-market split. While the agreement has a sizable final payout potential, the initial payout of just 3.7% of the deal suggests to me that Novartis has limited faith in the success of the product, or suspects that vaccinations may decrease short-term ARDS cases due to COVID and make it more reasonable for them to hold on for long-term incremental gains. Ongoing phase 3 studies for COVID and non-COVID-related ARDS will be completed in the first half of 2021. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly summary of top news in the biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.